I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass.
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah. Now turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Go on.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
Greatest Generation my ass. Tom Brokaw is a punk.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I love that.
You gonna let your sons talk to their grandfather like that? I'm their elder.
I sure as hell am, Chip. I love the way they're talking to you. Because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want. Hell, you're just a bag of bones. Only thing you ever done with your life is make a hot daughter. That's it. That's it. That is it.
If we wanted us some wussies, we would have named them...
Rhyme. Enter your name.
Episode 66.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you right now, live and direct from DJ Gower's garage.
Ska's still cool.
We got P90X occurring right now in the studio.
Yeah. Working it. You know you're in Sacramento.
Working it. Working it hard.
So you're gonna hear some ska songs.
We got special guests. We got people moving, shaking, things happening all around us.
Happening driveway in Sacto. So, on a Friday night, we're here doing it.
What's another word for moving and shaking and that might be associated Stinking? With ska? Would you know?
Nope.
All right,
DJ. I think DJ Matador hit the nail on the head.
Into talking on the mic.
Skanking was the answer, 66. By the way.
That's what happens.
Skanking.
What you're going to hear in this episode, I like ska a lot, so hey, here it comes. Assorted Jelly Beans, Dance Hall Crashers, Skanking Pickle, Mustard.
Your mama's a skank.
Voodoo Glow Skulls. Lesson Jake and Mad Caddies, or not Mad Caddies, I'm sorry, Real Big Fish. I saw actually a year ago.
My ska boss show. Likes ska.
It was pretty cool. It's funny, like the random trumpet guy hopping around. He just barely plays. But
I have a feeling that my boss is going to listen to this show because she likes ska.
All right.
Did you know our boss likes ska?
Nope, I couldn't say I did.
Do you like ska?
The Hunter Blinds crew is in the house tonight.
It's awesome.
All right, here we come. Skank it up, people. Here we go. Rhyme.
And failures of treason.
Comes down, what would you do? You take a
have with us today a man who is so much a part of the culture that he scarcely needs an introduction. Pootie Tang, good to have you here with us.
Seventh time.
Pootie Tang, you've had incredible success, and you've had it in a variety of fields, music, films, martial arts, pottery. How do you do it? What makes you tick?
Well, Bob, I'm a Pawn Tony. Got my dillies on a pepper chain.
I hear that. Now, Pootie, a lot of young artists, really, say that you are their inspiration.
Well, I can't say that they know, my brother. What a tie.
I understand, though, you got a new movie coming out. Is that right?
Yeah. It's called Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind.
Wow. And who's in it besides yourself?
Oh, well, there's Truckee, Bad Biddy, Dirty D, Lacey, JB, Biggie Shorty, and Robert Vaughn.
You have a clip you'd like to show us?
Yeah, baby.
All right. Well, let's take a look then at this clip from Pootie Tang's new movie, Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind.
Cliche, but we got class war in this country! Mm-hmm.
Great.
P.O.P., looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
There's really only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any?
No.
Well, let's go surfing.
Reese, you are listening to Rhyme and Treason Radio, one of the best podcasts to find funk, punk, and all that other junk. Very glad I found this podcast through the Podbean service, and I have another podcast for you to look for. My name is Will Infamous, and I host Nitty Gritty Radio. Nitty Gritty Radio is the podcast that plays old school hip-hop, B-sides, remixes, and rarities. Then we get into underground slash indie hip-hop that's coming out now that you won't find on the radio, but we play it on Nitty Gritty Radio. It's all music, no talk. So get your MP3s, get your iPods, get your iPads ready for some Nitty Gritty Radio, the return of the boom bap.
Up, people, episode 66.
Ska's still cool, so they say.
Yeah, people are doing laundry in the garage. P90X is going on. It is so fucking hip.
I'm sorry, there was some commentary from the Peanut Gallery. What was that?
That was a really short song, it seemed like.
It's punk rock, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You just put it on like two
a
minutes
minute, yeah.
Not even that, like a minute ago. Yep. I felt like...
Less than a minute. That's how we do it.
This isn't recorded
short
in real time.
Interface.
Okay. Rhyme
and Treason Radio. Episode 66.
Is Scott
known
for just being short?
The specials.
Just like.
The specials. Anybody? They're a great band. You heard them earlier.
They are a great band. They will be heard on this episode. Bands of all time. One of the original ska bands of all time.
Some trumpet playing action in there.
Is that possible?
I used to play the trumpet.
No, we can't hear the song while it plays.
So I can't criticize it at all. So I have no idea what's going on right now.
Exactly.
So you just played a song and I have no idea what just played.
Yeah.
Right.
We got some guests in the studio.
Do you know what's coming up next?
No idea.
No idea.
It's Dance Hall Crashers.
Neither do we.
Skank it up. Rhyme.
What else do you have to say about ska other than skank?
Oh, yeah. I like ska. Most people don't. Actually, people despise ska. But I've always liked it.
Really?
I played the trumpet.
I always found it to be, like, kind of annoying. Like,
the specials are awesome.
I mean, like...
Voodoo.
Some of the old school ska stuff that you're going to hear is mostly for my collection because the stuff that like the real big fish type ska.
It's good, man. Dude, I saw him in Chico. They
I'm
were
sorry,
great.
But it's like it's way too like.
It was very
like
low
cut. Chuck Taylor wearing. Weezer show going, hipster wannabe.
You're in Sacramento. Like, what do you? That's all that exists. You well, kidding
that,
me? Sorry, but Jesus.
That Metallica fans.
I want to see one of you guys.
Episode 66.
Two ska right now.
No.
Do you? So you're saying you want
so
to see one of
the
skank?
Ska edition.
Yeah,
I love.
Is that what they call it?
In
the
summer.
Ska dance. They call it skanking. Skanking.
Listening
yeah,
to ska.
I want to see one of you skank.
Not
right
really
now.
Skanking. No.
Skank it up.
But I have seen some extreme skanking in my day.
Skank it up.
Sort of jelly beans. You also heard them.
Do you like to skank it up?
Gower's coworker, Douglas party happening right now. Episode 66.
She
wanted to be on the mic. No, she didn't. We're trying to force people on the mic. We're so desperate.
She's socially awkward. She makes.
They've never listened to the show once, either of them. But hey,
she makes. She makes DJ Gabby not look socially awkward.
Thanks.
DJ Gabby is asleep right now. Somewhere.
At the nacho bar.
He got his two beers and he's asleep. You know.
DJ Gabby, the resident house Hispanic, who likes to. Put Clamato in his Coors Light.
Yeah, he'll be on a jog at 6 in the morning, like, for some reason.
Have you ever put Clamato in your Coors Light?
No. Can't say I have.
What is Clamato?
It's like a V8. It's like a tomato.
Tomato juice and beer. It's pretty good, actually. You'd
be
surprised.
That sounds really disgusting.
It's known as a Bloody Caesar, I believe.
A Bloody Caesar?
Who the hell hasn't done that? Jesus.
I haven't done that.
What about beer and cereal?
I remember Point Blank.
I like to keep it traditional and use milk in my
point
cereal.
Break.
I'm sorry, but I'm not an alcoholic, so.
What was the strangest?
That explains it.
What was the strangest way that you ever consumed alcohol of any kind?
Butt chugging. You just pour that 24-pack right down my ass.
Like, did you ever have, like, a flaming shot or, like, the ice luge shot?
Funnel in my ass. That's how I do it.
Jambuie. Catch jambuie on fire and then putting out and taking shots.
The brain hemorrhage is kind of cool. Brain hemorrhage. I don't really know what it was made out of, but it looked like weird.
I had some brain hemorrhages
It looked
in my
like
day.
A weird
the shot.
In the glass.
Right. Have you ever had a cement mixer?
No, I don't even know what that is. I'm not sure I want to know what that is. What's a cement mixer?
It's something where you put cat litter in your mouth and it solidifies, I think.
How do you know
that? That was the best answer I've ever heard,
I don't
by
know.
The way.
Let's play some more music, man. Here it comes, episode 66. Skank it up, people. Rhyme.
And
no more conversations like that.
Those are Mr. Lebowski's children.
Different
so
mothers,
to speak.
Huh?
No, they're not.
Racially, he's pretty cool.
They're not literally his children. They're the little Lebowski urban achievers, inner city children of promise, but without the necessary means for a higher education. So Mr. Lebowski is committed to sending all of them to college. Excuse me.
Jeez.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're far out. Think he's got room for one more?
Oh. You never went to college. Please, that
oh, yeah.
don't
yeah,
touch
no,
that.
I did, but you know, I spent most of my time occupying various administration buildings, smoking a lot of Thai steaks, breaking into the ROTC, you know, bowling. Tell you the truth, Brent, I don't remember most of it.
Oh.
Baby. is the wrong bottle. A trying man, you better stop. It is the wrong umbrella. We'll be right back.
It happens.
What, Chick?
Sometimes.
That the problem was that the band was down. I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf. All right? That tended to understate the hugeness of the object.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 66.
Skank it up.
It's all about ska on this one, folks.
We skanked it up all day, and yeah.
So what really, you know, like, ska is
some
so
trumpets blaring.
Loosely defined these days. Like you just said, trumpets blaring. Like, so is that what defines ska to you these days? Is like if you hear like horn section in like a somewhat punk rock
yes,
slash
definitely
reggae type tune? Is that like, I mean, to you, like what is ska?
I don't know, I just thought of it as like trumpets and fast pace and high energy type of craziness.
That's what the show was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, that, in a nutshell. Oh, bug in a nutshell.
Right on. So we've been drinking some Bushmills and Red Bull.
Yeah.
An amazing drink.
As we like to call it.
On St. Patrick's Day.
We've
it's delicious.
We dubbed the drink Red Bush.
We dubbed the drink that earlier. Anyway, it's still a party. Gower's coworker won't say a word. She's petrified of this podcast. Because it's episode 66, and what the fuck?
I think our mic is too big for her.
I made the track. We're kicking ass, but we're going to close out the show. Uh-oh. The mic is being used as a penis for the second time in this time frame.
Just say something.
All right.
Just pretend it was something.
I think we're out of here, man. I'm putting an end to this shenanigans. So, episode 66. Skank. I hope you skanked up the sidewalk with your checkered Velcro shoes.
If I believed in God, I'd have to go to church after this one.
All right, Ryan. People getting hungry.
For a glass of warm milk. It helps put me asleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of...
Shut the hell up! Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Rhyme.
Oh, dear.
Enter, he's in.